الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليكم صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله beloved brothers and elders as the way of our Sheikh every time we start a talk we discuss on Sunnah many times maybe have been discussed also today we discuss that when we enter the masjid just by entering the masjid we can make amal on 5 Sunnah because we enter in the masjid 5 times a day sometimes more time so we start with Bismillah then Durud upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ala Rasulillah Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. We enter with the right foot and we make the niyat of itikaf. So just by entering the masjid, we make amal of 5 sunnah. By leaving the masjid, the same thing, Bismillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah. We exit with the left foot and there is four because there's no niyat of itikaf. So just entering the masjid, we make amal on 5 sunnah and leaving the masjid, we make amal on 4 sunnah. So just by entering and exiting the masjid, we have made amal on 9 sunnah. We are entering the masjid, as our Shaykh says, so either you enter with the right foot or you enter with the left foot. You can only enter with 2. And by chance, 50% of the chance, we will be entering with the right foot. But then, are we making a knee of sunnah? So what we should do is, when we come to the door of the masjid, pause. Now, think and make the tasawwur that now I'm entering the masjid and take a purposefully a right foot step. The same thing when we're coming out of the masjid, when we come to the doors, just don't walk out. Stand, now make the niyyah that you're exiting with the left foot. Read Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Another very important sunnah, and we are very neglectful of this also, is that when you enter the masjid, sometimes we just come and we sit down. There's tahiyyat in the masjid. So, for example, we come for Ruha Salah, and there's maybe 4 minutes left. So we say, you know what, we're going to make our... there won't be time for sunnah, because Jamaat will start in 4 minutes. And Alhamdulillah, Malifatul Rahman Safa, who stands, Shaykhul Hadith, stressing much on the performance of salah, itminan on salah. And, you know, sometimes you see that 4 or 5 minutes, 4 rakats have been performed. But if we do, and we perform the salah in the right method, and the correct way, then you will see a 4 rakat salah cannot be rested in less than 6 minutes. Because if you're making your sujood properly, your koma properly, your jalsa properly, your sujood properly. But if you're just going up and down, you know, just 4 minutes, 4 rakat. So Alhamdulillah, you know, I met a friend of mine and he told me also that he's heard Mulifatul Rahman's bayan. And since then, his salat has improved. That he now reads Salat with concentration, his ruku is done properly, his sujood is done properly, the jalsa is done properly. And basically, we all were in the same boat, and some of us are still, you know, we don't realize, and we read our Salat very haphazardly. So slowly, what Ibminan, our koma, our ruku, so the koma should be as long as the ruku, the jalsa also as long as the sajda. And so 6 minutes to read the Salat. So if we're coming for the Dhuhr Salat, for example, and there's maybe 3 or 4 minutes left, and we see, you know, we won't be able to make the sunnah, then don't just sit. Make 2 rakats, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu. Because that is also sunnah. In our country, we are very lax on this. In other countries, I was in Jamaat in one African country, and we were sitting and making mashwara and waiting for one person to come to meet the Jamaat and to make mashwara, the alim of the local area, black alim. When he came in, before he even could make salam with the Jamaat, meet the Amir, he just said, Ustali Rakatain. And he went one side, he read his 2 rakat. And then he met the Jamaat, and he discussed whatever it is. So, Alhamdulillah, we should also try and make amal on this. With all our salah, after Isha, whatever it is, if there is time to make the sunnah, let us make the sunnah, obviously. But if there's no time, then instead of just sitting, sometimes we just sit idle. Now we just sitting, at least you can make 2 rakat of salah. Allah give us more tawfiq. So Alhamdulillah, we are here for the Islahi Istima, we are here to make our Islah, to cleanse our hearts and to get our hearts to reach the qalb salim, a pure, clean, perfect heart. So we get rid of all pride, hatred, jealousy, all evil qualities. But obviously, we have to get and inculcate also some qualities that are beautiful, sifat hamida. And one of these qualities, as I was mentioned to Mali Musa, we'll speak on about it, shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that there are very few of my bandas that are making shukr. In a sense of complaining, so to say, Allah ta'ala is complaining, that وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, there are very few people that are making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we all say, you know, we know what is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two aspects, we will just go over, inshallah, about the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one is the verbal shukr, which we are all doing. And what is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is to say, alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And we'll see that our sharia and our deen is so beautiful that it has been done for us already. So after we eat, alhamdulillah, alladhi atamana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin, there is already alhamdulillah, and already the shukr has been made for us. When we come out of the toilet, first we say ghufranak, then we say alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anil adhab wa afani. So already now also we're making the shukr of going to the toilet, also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sleep at night and we wake up in the morning, we say also alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. So there also alhamdulillah we are making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, our deen is that automatically we are making the shukr. It is there. But sometimes do we realize that we are even making the shukr, or is just not here? But sometimes, as our husband says, that when we are sitting to eat, sometimes we all just start eating. Then he reminds us, did everybody say Bismillah? Because sometimes we take it for granted, and really we didn't say Bismillah. So make sure that when we eat, we say Bismillah. And after we eat also, sometimes, you know, we just forget, we get up. And we should, you know, ponder over this, that I finish now, I'm going to read the dua, and that is making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also while we're eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So all these things are the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are great. And obviously, you know, normally every time when someone starts a bayan, and they say, you know, we make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. It's not a formality. You know, sometimes, you know, people think it's just now to get the bayan started. No, that's very important. That is the whole, the crux of the bayan. That is the basics of our deen, is that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our iman. So we can be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our food. We are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sleep, for all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where and how did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our iman? Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing appreciation. So we have to, you know, when we make our dua, whenever we get in, and every time we have to take, every day we have to take out certain time for dua. Because you see the time will just pass, and there won't be a time that we have taken out specially and specifically for dua. And obviously the best time is the time of tahajjud. Inshallah, we should try and wake up. We are waking up for Fajr. Wake up a little early. Time for tahajjud. That is the time of person in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2-4 rakat, tahajjud salah. And as our Shaykh mentioned that we should read after Isha salah, read our 2 rakat with the niyat of tahajjud. And then if Allah gives us tawfiq and we wake up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, then we make again tahajjud 2-4 rakats, whatever it is. So at that time, let us maybe take out at least 10 or 15 minutes at that time for dua daily. That means, you know, we have started our day with tahajjud, we have started our day with the dua. Then we know the whole day we have at least, even if we don't get chance the rest of the day, we know that morning. So you know, you do all your ma'mulat in the morning, finish, we can wake up early, and if you read Hazrat spoke last night about durood, if we read our durood finish, we make our azkar finish, we make our tilawat of Quran finish, we make our dua finish. So by the time Fajr starts, alhamdulillah, people are still getting up and we are halfway already there. And that is the beauty also of having Fajr at the time. According to the Hanafi Mazhab, is we should have Fajr when it's light, later, about half an hour before sunrise. So it even will give you more time from Tahajjud Salah until Fajr Salah. So now you have to wait for Fajr Salah. What happened nowadays, a lot of people, a lot of masajid having Fajr Awwal Waqt. So what happened is after Tahajjud, straight away Fajr Salah starts. So there is no time. But now if you got your 45 minutes, you got your half an hour, 45 minutes between Tahajjud and Fajr, in that time now you can come up a lot of your hours. So when we make our even Tahajjud time, let us make two rakat Salatu Shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our ni'mat. Especially the ni'mat of Iman, which is the greatest ni'mat. Because if a person has Iman, he has everything. We got to make two rakat Shukr daily basis. If not daily, whenever, once a week, whatever it is. But to specifically read two rakat Salatu Shukr for the Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Then also when we make our dua, so we make our dua, we don't just start asking our needs, and as we discussed, the Durood Sharif, awwal and akhir Durood Sharif in our dua. Because whatever is in between, Allah Ta'ala will accept us. It always says that if you do Durood Sharif in the start, Durood Sharif in the end, and in the between, Allah Ta'ala will accept the start and accept the end. He will accept everything. So we start with Durood, make dua, praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for all the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, specifically the wealth of Iman, all the other ni'mat. Specify, mention ni'mat. Oh Allah, I thank you for this, I thank you for that. Mention the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's when we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first part of shukr, is when it is verbal. Then we have shukr with action. Now, this is the important part, is whatever ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we use it in the correct way, for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that ni'mat for. So by way of example, we take a very simple example. A person give you a gift, a piece of cloth, nice cotton, whatever it is, expensive cloth, and he says, you know, here, piece of cloth for you, jazakallah. You thank him verbally, jazakallah, you must have taken so much trouble. So you thank him verbally, so you did the verbal shukr. But now what he expected of you is to take that piece of cloth, go to a nice tailor, sew a nice kurta, you know. But next time he comes to your house, he sees you put it as a dastarkhan. You laid that cloth out, like, I'm using it. I know this person gave me this gift. You must see I'm using it, I'm appreciating it, I'm using it as a dastarkhan. So when that person comes, when he sees that expensive cloth he bought you, he went to a lot of trouble bringing it from wherever, and he gave it to you, and you are using it as a dastarkhan. So using it, but that is not what he gave it to you for. And that is not the reason he has given you that ni'mat for. The ni'mat and that reason he has given you that for is to sew a nice, beautiful kurta. So are you abusing that ni'mat? You are using it, actually you are abusing it, because that is, you know, the dastarkhan you use something simpler. So you are using it, but you are not using it for what he has given to you. So you are making nashukri. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many ni'mat. We just take one example, we can use the ni'mat of the eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have blessed me with eyesight. I'm not blind, or I'm not 50% blind, or I'm not color blind. I can see everything beautiful, whatever it is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us those eyes to use it in what He wants us to use it, to recite the Quran, to look at beautiful scenery, halal avenues. But if we are using our eyes now in haram, we are looking at, you know, what we are not supposed to look at. Or we, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful wives. You look at your wife, you will get sawab. But now you are using it and looking at a woman that you are not supposed to look at. So in that way, you are now making nashukri of that eyes. Because we are using it in what is not supposed to be used. Another example, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wealth. We have money, whatever every person has, in his own means, whatever he has. But now, also now use that money in the wrong avenues. To make israf. That's also nashuk. To waste. Forget spending it in haram, to use it, you know, in gambling or in other avenues, haram avenues, that is, that we know is wrong. But sometimes we say, you know what, we're making shukr, Allah is best at hada min fadli rabbi, and we using that, but we are making salaf. So that is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us wealth to waste. So we need, where it needs to be spent, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to spend on a path. in his path, spend on widows, on orphans, in the madaris, in masajid, where people are hungry. Today there are so many people hungry throughout the world. You see with this new vaccines and all that, they all worry about the vaccine and they're trying to sort out something that is not needed, where there is hunger and can be sorted out, and it's hunger, there is a prescription for that, and it is food. Not a vaccine, it is food. And it's 100% where people are starving in Africa, wherever it is. There is that. So that is the avenues that we should spend our wealth. Then we are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we can say Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. But obviously we have to make shukr not just verbally. We're going to have to make that shukr in the correct form. That use it for the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to. And then we make the shukr. Now we are making hakiki shukr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and give us barakah. Also, whenever we see some types of azab that are coming, whether it's a form of azab or it's a ni'mat, whatever it is, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. But what is there for Allah? What would Allah gain in punishing you if you are making the shukr, if you have iman and you are making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if we, you know, continuously, alhamdulillah, we all have iman, but we should just, you know, work on our iman, jadidu amanakum, and we should make our dhikr, everything, and look after our iman, which is the most important, and make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have our iman, and then we make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then alhamdulillah, we are guaranteed protection from the azab of Allah. Now if something happens to us that maybe seems unfavorable, maybe seems like an azab, then we should know that it's not an azab. It may be something else in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is definitely not azab. So another way also of saving ourselves from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you make istighfar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish us, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us, amongst us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not with us. But if we make tawbah and we make istighfar, then also we are guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish us. So two things also in our time that we can do to save ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to engage and to make sure that we are all the time in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not from the few. Because وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورُ. It mentioned that that person used to make Allah وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْقَلِيلِ. Oh Allah, make me from the few. So people used to tell him, what are you making a dua that you are making? Make me from the few. He says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورُ. There are very few people that are making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we increase in our shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, and making tawbah on the other hand. So if we engage in these two amal, on the one side, shukr all the time, making shukr at all times, just making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at all times also, whole time, istighfar. A person who just, anytime he knows he has time to do it, makes istighfar. So shukr and istighfar, we should make it part of our life, part of our ma'amul, daily, you know, sitting, pondering, even like alhamdulillah, many of us now, someone asks, how are you? We say, alhamdulillah. So this also doesn't be formality that we're saying, alhamdulillah. We must know that we are saying, I'm in good health, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the niya also is important. It mustn't just be that, you know, just alhamdulillah. No. Think and ponder that I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. You're asking me, how are you? I am saying that with the help of Allah, with the kindness of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, I thank Allah before you. Alhamdulillah, I'm well. So inshallah, we should try and, you know, as we try and get rid of pride, hatred, jealousy, all these evil qualities, all these habits, bad habits, let us replace them and let us inculcate good habits. Sabr, shukr, all these things. And this will inshallah help us and towards when we make our islah. Also another thing is, when we make our dua also, let us, you know, think and ponder that we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, not that, as our Hazrat said, that we don't play with our beard and looking around there and making dua. No. Concentrate. No, you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a being that He wants you to ask. The more you ask, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. People of dunya, you will ask them one time, they will give you You will ask them the second time, they will give you. Afterwards, the third, fourth time they see you coming, they go the other way. Now they get tired of seeing you coming. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. That the more you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. So Allah ta'ala doesn't get tired of you, Allah ta'ala doesn't get unhappy with you. The more you ask, the more happy he gets with you. The closer you will go to him. So a dua wa mukhul ibadah, dua is the essence of ibadah. So inshallah, you know, from this gathering, from this Islahi, we make niyat, inshallah, all of us, that we will wake up a little early every night. It might be a little difficult, make little effort, make dua, Allah ta'ala, you know, give me the opportunity. And what happens with us, it's our sin that keeps us away and deprives us from getting and to get up at the special moment. And I was at the Hakim now the day, and he told me that special time at that time, you know, with the electromagnets and the air in it, the best time is Tahajjud. That is the best time of the day. That 3-4 o'clock in the morning. You know, they talk about this magnetic current and the things that go in your body as well. He said that the best time of the day is that time. And we are sleeping 3-4 o'clock in the morning when these things are, you know, active, and we have to be drawing from it, and that's at the time we are sleeping. And the best time to sleep is from 9 to 2. The 9 to 2 is the best time to sleep. After 2 is not even sleep. Best time to sleep is 9 to 2. So you got your 9 to 2, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Right? The first few hours from 9 to 12, actually every hour is worth 3 hours of sleep. And that's why it says after Isha, that is the time you should go to sleep. But most of us, after Isha, we're still wasting time, going here, doing that. Then we're sleeping 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. That's why when we wake up in the morning, we are still tired. We cannot do anything because you can sleep in a day. Sleep 6 hours in a day, it's not going to make a difference. It's not the time for sleep. Sleep is after Isha. Ba'd al-Isha, straight away. Go home and go sleep. To wake up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, then we see what barakat Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to make amal of whatever has been said. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله.